this sober mind, intoxicated tongue, with that smooth talk, hot like the sun. Hitting the interviews, yeah, we doing the thing, cause I guess keep it lit straight on the scene. Whether it's stories, hobbies, or just the job in life, best believe we spark it off and do it right. So stay tuned, cause we about to take flight, take it a new height, yeah, this that podcast, where we having a blast and getting it done, cause you and now in the mix.
Welcome to the Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue podcast, or SMIT for short, a podcast where Ricardo interviews people from all walks of life, diverse people with different careers and different hobbies, all with fascinating stories to share. You can find all of our episodes wherever you listen to your podcasts, or go to smitpodcast.com to find our most recent episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SMIT Podcast. And now, please welcome your host, Ricardo.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me again on another episode of the Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue podcast. On today's episode, we're going to try something a little bit different. Typically, I interview people of different sorts of backgrounds, some even religions, and just a different, just a lot of people that are interesting. But on today's episode, I am going to react to one of the YouTube videos that I typically watch. Now, this one in particular, I get a kick out of it just because I listen to it on the radio. Now, they are a syndicated, nationwide syndicated radio show. But it's just fun to listen to. I think a lot of the listeners, if you haven't listened to them before, you can catch their clips on YouTube. Or you can listen to them on 105.1 in New York. That's their home base, station. But I think they're nationally syndicated. So, and this one's gonna be Donkey of the Day, and that's gonna be like the one I'm gonna do the most. I might do two of these today. I'm gonna split them up. But essentially what it is just one of the radio hosts, he has a segment called Donkey of the Day. And they're just pretty fun. I think, you know, if you haven't seen it or if you haven't heard it, there's a lot of people out there that are doing some really stupid stuff, man. So stupid things. And, you know, they get called out for it. And this gentleman by the name of Charlemagne the God, also, or his real name is Leonard. But he's better known as Charlemagne the God. But yeah, I think he's very interesting and kind of fun. So I'm going to play this clip. And I'm going to be stopping it just to give my reaction, my commentary, my opinion. So this is the first time that I do this. So hopefully everything turns out correctly as far as the audio goes. We'll see.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Man. Donkey of the day for Thursday, May 27th goes to Amy Cooper. Y'all remember who Amy Cooper is, don't you?
Now, this is actually I think it was yesterday. Yeah, so it was yesterday's donkey of the day. I think he does one every day or every other day, or I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure he can do it every day. He can do several because, you know, he basically just gets articles from different places. So, but he does say that the craziest people come out of the Bronx or Florida, or are in Florida. So yeah, let's go.
Don't you? Amy Cooper is the human jar of Hellman's, who called 911 last year when she was walking her dog in Central Park and she encountered a black man named Christian Cooper. Christian Cooper was minding his business, doing his favorite pastime, which is bird watching. I know, a black man bird watching looks suspicious, but that's your problem because you think black people are monolithic and you have a perception of what black people do.
Now, he is, he's definitely funny, very, very well spoken also. He has actually had some number one bestseller, New York Times, something like that. I'm not too sure. I actually bought his book on audiobook, and it was pretty interesting. I don't know if I would read it, but definitely gives a different perspective of him like growing up in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, I believe. But yeah, he's very outspoken out there. He's one of those, you know, one of those people that actually speaks about. He definitely speaks about, you know, like the struggles of, you know, the black community, the African American community. So yeah, he's a very race. He's definitely talks about race a lot. Not always, but definitely. I mean, it's definitely for a good reason, because I mean, it's very obvious. So.
Do and can't do in bird watching is not on your list of things that black people do. Therefore, you just assumed he was doing something he had no business doing. Can we flash back to that encounter between the Coopers?
Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures and calling the cops.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Mm. Please tell them whatever you like.
So in this video, it's actually kind of not funny, but it's kind of messed up, because the lady, she's holding back her dog, and she's kind of choking the dog, you know, while she's on trying to get on her phone and trying to call 911, which is kind of messed up, because, I mean, she's literally choking the dog.
Mike.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble.
Before we move on, has anybody checked on Amy Cooper's dog? Huh? Every time I watch that video, hear that video.
Oh shit! So, so one of the things that I want to do is, in these reactions, I really want to get my first take, because I haven't watched this one, and it's kind of funny that he's right off the bat he's trying to say about checking on the dog, because she was literally choking a fucking dog.
I think of the fact that she was lynching her dog and then called the police in hopes that they would lynch Christian. Now, what everyone and their mother just heard and saw in that video was obvious racial discrimination. I mean, Amy literally emphasized that Christian was black to the police. She weaponized the police against Christian because she knew how police would react to a white damsel in distress saying she's been being attacked by a black man. Now, Amy was.
Now, I am going to be, at least I'm definitely going to be having an open mind, and sometimes probably going to be the devil's advocate, and I think in that situation, she was definitely probably wrong for saying that they're specifying as African American. She shouldn't have. If she wouldn't have specified that it was an African American, then it wouldn't be as bad, I guess. It's still bad, but not as bad. But I don't know. I don't necessarily think it was. I don't know. Let's get it.
Was charged with falsely reporting an incident in the third degree. Of course, the charge was dismissed early this year after she completed a counseling program intended to educate her on the harm of her actions. Hopefully, it was the same diversity training Coca-Cola used, where they urged workers to be less white. Also, literally a day after the confrontation, she apologized for her actions in an interview with NBC4NY. Let's listen.
It was unacceptable. You know, and words are just words, and I can't undo what I did, but I sincerely and humbly apologize to everyone, especially to that man. The police, I think of them as a protection agency. And unfortunately, this has caused me to realize that there are so many people in this country that don't have that luxury.
I guess I never heard that interview, so yeah, that's something new. Is she sincere, or is she or was she just trying to sound like she's empathetic? Who knows?
Apologies are great. Okay, when you feel you have wronged someone, you have to take accountability for your actions. We all have missteps. So why, oh why, is Amy Cooper getting Donkey of the Day? Well, Amy said she's not racist, but what she did was clearly racist. Okay, I think in a situation like that, it doesn't matter if a person is actually a racist, because what she did is actually racist, and that's what matters. And it's her privilege and sense of entitlement that led her to call the police on Christian in the first place, and it's her privilege and sense of entitlement that is causing her to do what she is getting Donkey of the Day.
That's just a lot of deep thoughts. I don't know. I don't know how to react to that. Like, I guess I can see where he's going with that, but it just seems a little too deep, I guess. So I guess basically what he's saying is, whether or not you're racist, your actions can be misconstrued as racist. I don't know.
For what is Christian Cooper currently up to? Let's go to ABC 7 New York for the report, please.
The woman known as Central Park Karen now filing suit against her former employer. Her name is Amy Cooper. She's accusing Franklin Templeton of wrongful termination. The financial company fired Cooper as the outrage over her racist rant hit a fever pitch a year ago right now.
Yo, that shit is crazy because I didn't even know she got fired from her job. It's just, I guess you are a representative of your company, so.
Cooper claims they nurtured the idea that the confrontation was a racial flashpoint. She also claims there should have been an investigation before her dismissal.
Amy is suing her former employer for wrongful termination for racial and gender discrimination. Her lawsuit alleges that she was characterized as a privileged white female Karen. Amy let Brother Leonard and Uncle Charlotte be the first to tell you quite simply, you didn't get fired because you were discriminated against. You got fired for doing the discriminating, okay? You falsely claimed to police that a black man was threatening you and your...
Well, I mean, I guess if... So, going back to the devil's advocate part, if she did feel threatened somehow, I don't know how, does she have a right to say that? Or call the cops? I think she did. Where she fucked up was saying specifying that he was an African American, right? Who knows? Maybe that investigation would have been nice.
Your dog, you lied! So your job fired you for lying. This isn't complicated, Amy. Okay, for you to turn around and file a lawsuit and feel like you were wronged in any way is mayonnaise-flavored malarkey. Okay, you file lawsuits when you get lied on, not when you lied on people, Amy. Privilege, privilege, hashtag privilege. Okay, this is a prime example of privilege. And as Deshaun Stokes once said, privilege is not knowing that you're hurting others and not listening when they tell you that you are. Please let Kathy Griffin give Amy Cooper the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Now, whether it's wrong or right, he does use mayo a lot when it comes to talking about Caucasians, which, I don't know. I guess it's the whole stereotype that, you know, white people love mayo. I don't know. One of my best friends is white. He hates mayo, so I don't know. The two wrongs make a right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Donkey of the day is brought to you.
Yeah, we're not gonna listen to the what is it called? Sponsor? Their sponsor? Because they're not paying me. So you know what? What we are gonna do is we're gonna take a short break and listen to one of my sponsors and then get back to another one. I think it's gonna be one from 2 days ago, because I think I listened to one. No, 3 days ago, because I think I listened to the one from 2 days ago. Hey there, listeners. I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about something personal to me. I'm always striving to achieve healthier lifestyle, and I found a resource that has changed the way I think about food and simply how to eat healthy. It's called Fire Within Health Transformation Course. Nutrition coach and personal trainer Brandon Woolley developed it after losing 84 pounds and helping thousands of clients reach their health goals as well. It starts with a quick and easy health evaluation that gives you a score in 7 critical areas of health so you know where to focus on the most. The evaluation is free, and if you decide to purchase a course, use promo code SMIT or SMIT, all caps, for an additional discount. Head to firewithinnf.com to check it out. That's firewithinnf.com. And now let's go back to today's episode. All right, so this one's going to be this next one's going to be pretty short and simple. But we're going to get into it. Let me just find it real quick. So this one's going to be pretty short and simple, but yeah, let's get into it.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, May 25th, goes to the Freistadt Clinic, okay? The Freistadt Clinic is a hospital in Austria. And listen, let's be clear. Nobody likes going to the hospital.
That is definitely true. Nobody likes to go to the hospital.
not a soul alive who wants to be in the hospital. If you're in the hospital for anything other than having a baby, that means something is wrong. Okay, we would all rather remain healthy, not have to have surgeries, etc. But that's just not reality. The reality is we all have ailments, we have medical conditions, just like this 82-year-old man in Austria did, okay?
Thankfully, knock on wood, but I've never been to the hospital for my own personal ailments, I guess. So, knock on wood. And hopefully we can keep it that way.
See, there was an 82-year-old patient suffering from many illnesses, some of which have affected his legs. And those medical conditions affected both his legs. In fact, whatever was happening with one of his legs caused him to have to get one of his legs amputated, just like Big Mama in the movie Soul Food, okay?
So I don't know what that... I guess I never seen Soul Food. I guess when he's talking about Big Mama, it reminds me of Big Mama's House with Martin. No, Steve Martin. Is it Steve Martin? No, it's... oh, damn, I can't remember his name. From Blue Streak, but Big Mama's House.
That should be a pretty cut and dry procedure, correct? Sidebar, speaking of dry, as in dry age meat, I've always wondered, what do they do with body parts after they do these amputations? You can't just throw a limb in the trash can you? In my mind, they selling this human...
That's a very good question. What do they do with them? Actually, you know what? I might ask one of my cousins. I think she works at a hospital that... She is like the assistant where, or at least last time that I knew, she actually just, what does she do? She just, once the doctor cuts a leg off or a toe, I don't know what the fuck, maybe a toe or fuck penis for all I care. She just grabs it and takes it, I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm going to ask her and see what happened. What do they do with it?
Human flesh is food somewhere. Somebody in the world right now dining on some 82-year-old dry-aged human flesh, okay? Who needs the aged beef when you can just eat an old human? If these body parts aren't being eaten, please tell me what's happening with them, because inquiring minds, meaning me, would like to know. Now,
actually, you know what? I'm just going to go down to the comments area. I think there's going to be a lot of people that will say what happened to them.
Inquiring minds, meaning me, would like to know. Now, as I told you, this 82-year-old suffered from a bunch of medical conditions, so doctors had to amputate his left leg. But in life, you must learn to measure twice, so you only have to cut once, literally, especially if a surgery is involved. See, this guy had to get his left leg amputated. We all know where our left is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Beyonce told us to go. And you know where the right is, right?
To the left.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's where conservatives are. So he needed his...
he is very political as well. So he's definitely... he has a lot of political humor.
Left leg amputated, but an error occurred. Mm-mm. See, the hospital worker mistakenly put a preoperative mark on the wrong leg. So doctors were supposed to amputate the left leg above the knee and ended up cutting off the right leg above the knee.
My leg!
The right leg was the wrong leg, okay? Mm-mm.
Now, isn't that kind of weird for anybody that's learning how to speak English, or English is a second language? I'm going to probably rewind on that little clip where he says, the right leg is the wrong leg. Now, just break that down a little bit as far as like English, right? If you're not a native English speaker, how that can be so, contradicting maybe? So let's hear that again. The right leg was the wrong leg. Instead of the right leg was the right leg. The right leg was the right leg.
My leg!
The right leg was the wrong leg, okay? All right.
Now what if it was like the left leg was the right? The left leg was the right leg. The left leg was the right leg. That sounds fucked up. I mean, that sounds weird, but it's not grammatically incorrect. Anyways.
Right, the right leg instead of the left leg was amputated above the knee. This is not a my bad situation, bro.
My goodness.
I came here to get my left leg removed because I had a medical condition and end up getting the right leg removed, only to still have to come back and get the correct one amputated. Oh, no, Freistat Clinic, okay? You know, y'all...
I guess you could say it correctly. The right... fuck, what did I say? The right leg was not the correct leg. Not the right leg was the wrong... I don't know.
Getting sued. Y'all don't have a leg to stand on in this situation. They are wrong and have admitted such in a statement. A disastrous combination of circumstances... led to the patient's right leg being amputated instead of his left. That is an admission of guilt. I mean, damn, I'm 82. I can do one leg for the rest of my life. I mean, damn, at that age, I got one foot in the grave anyway, but now I have nothing. This is sad, okay? I can't stand human error that ruins someone else's life. Okay?
Yo, that's a lot of that's a lot of puns. I can't stand. I don't know if you meant that or like that or not, but definitely a pun. At least in my mind. It still kind of sucks though. Like, you know, when you go in for surgery and they do the wrong stuff. Or at least the wrong, yeah.
Okay, it's really hard to just stand by and watch something like this happen. I just don't know what to do. All I know is we can't stand for this, and neither can that 82-year-old man or his family. The clinic's...
See, that I knew he was going with the pun. He meant it all the time, all that time.
Medical director Norbert Frisch said, "We have to find out how this failure, this mistake could happen. I would like to apologize publicly here." Well, Norbert, okay, from where I stand, the clinic should be reviewing its standards, okay?
funny guy. That's why I like him.
Poor guy. You don't know what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. What if he wanted to try stand-up comedy, huh? Now what? When things like this happen, the hospital should be financially responsible to the family for the next few generations. Okay, free medical bills covered for all the family. The clinic does not have a leg up in this situation at all. They are wrong, period. And they need to be some stand-up people and do the right thing by this 82-year-old man and his family. Please let Remy Ma give the Freistat Clinic in Austria the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Do they have enough money to pay this family?
No.
No.
I'm telling
no way
you.
In hell.
Legs are priceless.
I'm telling you.
No way in hell.
They say it costs an arm and a leg, but there's no price for a real leg. Come on, man. Donkey.
Yeah, I guess you can get a prosthetic leg. I know it's not the same, especially at that age, man. You know, if he's already had a lot of health issues, I can only imagine that it would be really tough for him to get back on. Oh, shit, I almost did a pun. Not get back on his feet, but just get back to regular life. So I was looking at the comment section, and I don't see any comments as to what they actually do with the legs and body parts that they cut off. So yeah, I don't know. But anyways, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. If you like this type of episodes and you want more, then go ahead and shoot me a message, a comment, a review. And if you don't like this, then just turn it off. And hey, nobody loses except for me, but. Ultimately, I get to watch YouTube again. No, but honestly, I think I'm gonna do this more often, just because I feel that it's just kind of fun to kind of watch him and just kind of give my critiques. Like I said, I think he does one like every day, every other day. This one was like from Tuesday, I believe. So, and then I know he had the first one that I reviewed, that was from yesterday, and then there was another one before then, but I had already watched that one, so there's no point in me watching that one again. But yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, have a great day, night, whenever you're listening to this. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue podcast. Please be sure to take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue.